You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Playing the lottery in some states has become so intense that the normal activities of life have been suddenly disrupted. For example, in Florida, one grocery store chain has had to stop selling lottery tickets. So many people were buying the tickets that they were plugging up the checkout counters, and regular customers could not buy food. For many years, playing the lottery, which is a type of gambling, was considered a shady and less than respectable activity. In the bars and in pool halls and in smoke-filled back rooms, that's where the lottery used to be played. But now, almost overnight, the image of lottery gambling has changed. The lottery has been socially whitewashed and sanitized. The highly respected magazine, Business Week, recently stated that now gambling and the lottery is being legitimized. This means that the media and various other powerful institutions that shape public opinion are slowly deceiving the average man of the street into believing that the lottery is not only okay, but that it is actually good and beneficial for society. We do not have time to go into all the details of the lottery, but we agree wholeheartedly with a major newspaper which devoted an entire page to discussing the pros and the cons of the lottery. This secular publication was then forced to conclude that when all is said and done, the lottery is a big sham. It benefits nobody. It is indeed a ripoff of the devil himself. Business Week magazine points out that gambling, once considered a sleazy activity, is now becoming part of the socially acceptable American way of life. We could spend hours analyzing the new wave of gambling fever now sweeping our society, but our efforts would be basically useless because, you see, gambling is not some new isolated sin that is controlling the lives of just a few people. Playing the lottery and gambling in general is an outward manifestation of a much deeper inner spiritual disease. This sickness has infected our society and has made many of our citizens increasingly spiritually ill. And what does the Bible say about gambling and playing the lottery? This is the ultimate question, isn't it? Even though this increasingly popular activity is now becoming legal in more and more states, God in His holy word says that this is still wrong, totally wrong. Playing the lottery and gambling in general is a form of sinful greed. And in the Bible, Colossians chapter 3, we read that greed is idolatry. Whenever you and I have a strong materialistic desire which controls our lives and drives us on, then this appetite for more and more money and more material possessions is a form of worship or idolatry. And so we must ask, how serious is this? According to the Bible, this is very, very serious. In God's Word, in the book of Revelation, we read that if anybody worships the beast and his image and receives a mark on his forehead or upon his hand, and of course this includes anyone who loves money or loves to play the lottery more than he loves to go to church and to worship God, then this person will also drink of the wrath of God. This wrath, or this judgment of God, the book of Revelation points out, will not be diluted, but it will be in full strength. And unless all of us, or any of us who are now worshiping money or gambling, unless we repent and flee to the open arms of the forgiving Savior, God tells us in His holy word that we will receive His righteous judgment and we will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of Jesus, the slain and the resurrected Lamb. And so in our materialistic and money-oriented society, for us to hear the will and the word of God proclaimed clearly against gambling and the lottery, and the uncontrolled lust for money, this is not very comfortable, is it? In fact, explaining the will of God in relation to gambling and the lottery and materialism in general is becoming so uncomfortable to so many people that instead of enduring the irritation of hearing about God's anger over these sins, many people find it more comfortable and even more convenient to simply turn the voice of the irritating preachers off. And so then, this is why we are proclaiming to you a message of hope. Even if you have been caught in the web of the temptation of greed for money or material possessions, the inspired writer of the book of Hebrews is inviting you to think things over and to take another look. By the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the writer of the book of Hebrews says, and clearly and convincingly explains, that Jesus Christ is so far superior to all things, including money, possessions, the lottery, and gambling, that any comparison between the Savior and the things of this world is totally useless. You see, as Christians, we have received something that the world, even the biggest lottery, can never obtain. This is what the writer of the book of Hebrews explains. Ours, the writer states, is a kingdom that can never be shaken. Recessions and depressions may come. The stock market may plunge to the deepest depths. Pestilence and disease may wipe out the majority of our population. Terminal illness may afflict us, and members of our family, previous friends, may even turn against us, and tyrannical governments may rule us. But we, the writer explains, are part of a kingdom that can never be disturbed, never moved, and never destroyed. Through faith in Jesus Christ, you and I can become real winners, not of the lottery, but of God's glorious kingdom. Through faith in Jesus Christ, you and I have the blessed assurance of total forgiveness of all of our past sins and mistakes. In Jesus Christ, you have a perfect friend, somebody who will listen carefully and sympathetically to all of your prayers and concerns. In Jesus Christ, you have a solid hope when your Christian loved ones pass from this life. And in Jesus Christ, when your last hour shall come, you will be able to say with conviction and assurance, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon this earth. And even though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, and him will I behold, and yet not another. Each of these blessings that I have just described are not available from the lottery, and no one can purchase them with money, no matter how many millions the lottery jackpot in life might be. The real, the most blessed and eternal joy of this life, and for the life to come, these blessings are provided only through faith in the blessed Savior from sin. And so for this reason then, the writer of our sacred text for today lovingly pleads with you and me when he says, let your character be free from the love of money. Be content with what you have. Jesus himself said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. And because of this hope, the writer points out that we can also say with the psalmist, the Lord is my helper, and I will never be afraid. Oh yes, it is interesting, isn't it, to talk about money and to see the grip that the love of money has on some people. One woman who was recently a big lottery winner said, my eyes filled with tears and I could hardly see. Every month, she gushed, she would receive a check for thousands of dollars. Her worries, she said, were now taken care of, and at the moment she could think of nothing greater in the whole world than the money that she was going to possess. Sad to say, however, this woman was tragically misled. There is something and someone who is much greater than the largest lottery in the entire world. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. Lottery money might pay for visa bills, but only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can pay for sin. Lottery money might provide the funds for taking a vacation to the Caribbean to get away from all the stress in life for a few days, or even for a few weeks. But the blood of Jesus Christ, shed on the cross of Calvary, has the power to remove all your feelings of guilt from your past sins and mistakes, and they will be removed forever. And this is definitely something that a lottery can never, ever do. Oh, lottery might even pay for a lavish funeral when you die, but only over the coffin of those who die with faith in the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ can the presiding clergyman honestly say, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord." Lottery money may buy many things in this life, but at the gate of heaven, lottery money will be useless and worthless and of no value whatsoever. And so, my friends, don't be misled. Winning the lottery is not the answer to life. You may disagree with me, but before you get too upset, let me suggest that it might be good for all of us, including me, to consider the fact that in the state of Missouri, there is now a movement underway to begin a support group for lottery winners. That's right, a support group for lottery winners. This is an attempt to assist winners with all the stress that they immediately encounter as soon as they hit the lottery jackpot. Those who have studied lottery winners have found that many of these people are more of an emotional basket case than the poorest people in our country. The love of money and the lust for money and the greed for money can surely become man's greatest curse. And so don't let this happen to you. When somebody tempts you to play the lottery, simply say, "No thanks. I have something worth a million times more than the lottery." And then tell them what it is. Tell them about your Savior, the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And so, my friends, the Lord is inviting you to turn away from the temptation of the lottery and instead become the greatest winner of them all. In sincere repentance, turn away from all of the illusions of the world, including the love of the lottery, and instead receive the greatest prize of all. Through His innocent death and victorious resurrection, Jesus Christ has won for you the greatest prize: perfect forgiveness, eternal pardon, endless joy, and the everlasting peace with God. In order to win the greatest prize, you don't need to match up a bunch of funny and irregular and meaningless numbers. And the winner is not limited to 1 in 12 million. The greatest prize of life and death is available to all men, to all women, and to all children, wherever they are. The color of your skin makes no difference. The record of your sordid past will not disqualify you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to die on the cross, so that whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ shall not perish, but he shall have everlasting life. And when you possess this prize, you will be guaranteed true happiness, not only in this life, but also in the life to come. Insects and rust and decay, the Bible tells us, will eventually destroy any property or material possessions that we claim on this earth. But the eternal joy that you can possess through faith in Jesus Christ will never rot, never fade, and it can never be eaten by insects. And so, my friend, the next time the devil tempts you to settle all your problems by winning the lottery, remember, for many people who win the lottery, their problems do not end. Their problems are then just beginning, not only in this life, but quite likely also when they arrive at the gates of heaven. But even more important, when the devil tempts you to pull your car over and to park by the sign that says, "Lottery tickets sold here, take the better road," think positively and remember the great promise that God is offering you in His Word, which is our text for today. In the Bible, Hebrews 13, we read, "Let your character be free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For Jesus Himself has said, 'I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you.' You will then also be enabled to say with the psalmist, 'The Lord is my helper, and I will never be afraid.'" And so, my friend, as the devil deviously decides on a way to manipulate you and to get you and your family to fall in love with the lottery, stop and think things over. First, remember that even prestigious secular publications have labeled the lottery a big ripoff and a sham. And then consider seriously the fact that the love and the greed for money is idolatry, a serious sin that is a great offense toward the God of the Bible. But most important, consider a better way. Consider the Lord Jesus Christ Jesus is superior to money. He is superior to material possessions. And as the writer of the book of Hebrews points out, Jesus Christ is even far superior to all the angels in the heavens. It is through Jesus that you and I can obtain the forgiveness of sins, something that money can never buy. It is in Jesus that you and I can find protection from the devil, something the lottery can never, ever promise. Yes, it is in Jesus and only in the Lord Jesus Christ that you and I, when our last hour shall come, can rest in the blessed assurance that we will be taken into the mansions of heaven, something that the greatest lottery can never offer, much less deliver. And so with a great hope in the Lord Jesus Christ in mind, and with the superiority of the Savior beautifully stated by the writer of the book of Hebrews, I now leave you with this blessing penned in the Bible in the book of Jude. Now unto Jesus, who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of His glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and majesty, dominion and authority, before all time, now and forever. Amen.